Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build one of the quickest ways to add Raga energy and jungle attitude to a drum and bass track in Ableton Live 12, layering an Amen style top loop. This is a beginner-friendly move, but it sounds seriously effective. The idea is simple. Keep your main drums doing the heavy lifting, then add a second layer that only lives in the top end. That way you get more motion, more shuffle, more urgency, without cluttering the kick or sub. Think of it like this. The main drums are the engine, and the Amen top loop is the crazy passenger shouting through the window. More chaos, less mess. First, start with a solid drum foundation. You do not need a full jungle break arrangement yet. A clean kick and snare pattern is enough, or a stripped-down drum loop with space in the top end. If you're building a roller, a kick on the 1 and maybe the end of 2 can work well, with snare on 2 and 4. The big thing here is leaving room for the top loop to breathe. If your main drums are already packed with hats and little details, the Amen layer will have nowhere to live. Now find an Amen-style fragment. You can use a full Amen sample, but don't just throw the whole thing in untouched. We're looking for the bright, lively top section. Hats, snare ticks, ghost notes, little bits of cymbal texture. That's the magic. Put the sample on an audio track, open clip view, turn warp on if you need it, and try beats mode for drum material. Trim it down to 1 or 2 bars. You want it to feel like busy air, not a second full drum kit fighting your main groove. This part is important. Listen to the sample in context, not just in solo. A loop that sounds wild on its own might be perfect once the bass is playing. Solo mode can trick you into overprocessing things, so keep checking it against the full track. Next, high-pass the loop. This is one of the most important steps for clarity. Drop an EQ8 on the Amen track and use a high-pass filter somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. If you need cleaner separation, go with a steeper slope. The goal is to remove the low weight and leave just the top energy. If the loop is fighting the snare, raise the cutoff a bit. If it feels too thin, lower it slightly. You're listening for that sweet spot where the loop adds movement without stepping on the main drums. If there's any harshness, you can gently dip the 3 to 5 kHz area. And if it sounds a little fizzy or overbright, try easing down the very top end a touch. The idea is not to sterilize the break, but to shape it so it sits nicely. Now let's lock the groove. Even a great Amen fragment can feel wrong if it's not sitting with your drums. Use warp markers to tighten any obviously late hits, but don't over-edit the micro-timing. In jungle and rag-infused D&B, a little looseness is part of the vibe. If everything is too perfect, the loop can lose that human push and feel stiff. Sometimes just moving the clip start a few milliseconds is enough to make it feel like it belongs. A good beginner rule here is, if the loop is sounding robotic, back off on the timing correction. Let a couple of ghost hits stay a little loose. That rough edge is often exactly what makes the groove feel alive. Now add drum bus. This stock Ableton device is perfect for turning a plain top loop into something with attitude. Start with drive around 5 to 15%. Keep boom off, or very low, because this is a top layer and we do not want to bring the mud back. You can add a little crunch if you want more bite, and maybe push transients a bit if you want the hits to pop more. Drum bus gives the loop a torn up, rude character that works beautifully for raga-leaning jungle energy. If it starts getting too heavy, just back the drive down. Don't try to fix an overcooked loop with more plugins. Keep it simple. After that, add a little controlled grit. You can use saturator or redux, or both if you keep it subtle. With saturator, turn on soft clip and add a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then match the output so you're not fooling yourself with volume. With redux, a tiny bit of bit reduction or sample rate reduction can add some old-school digital edge. The goal is texture, not destruction. We want the loop to sound more present and aggressive, especially when the bass is heavy and the track needs tension. Now we add movement. Put auto filter after your grit stage and use it to create tension across the arrangement. A high pass or band pass setting works well here. Keep resonance low to moderate, and automate the frequency so the loop can open and close over time. For example, you might keep it darker in a breakdown and open it up across 8 bars into the drop. That creates a feeling of the loop waking up. This is where the FX starts becoming arrangement. The loop is not just texture now. It becomes a transition tool. In rag-infused D&B, filter movement can make the drums feel like they're responding to the track, almost like call and response. For space, use returns instead of loading loads of reverb directly on the loop. A short room reverb or a very subtle delay is enough. Keep the decay short, maybe around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds for reverb, and filter the return so it stays out of the way. Too much reverb will smear the snare and blur the groove, And in DNB, that low-end clarity matters a lot. If you want a more dubby, old-school feel, short slap-style delay can work nicely. Just keep it tight and filtered. Now comes the fun part, arrangement. Don't leave the loop on full blast the whole time. Bring it in gradually before the drop. Pull it back in the verses. Mute it for a beat before a fill. Open the filter only in the second half of a drop. These small moves make a huge difference because DNB lives on controlled intensity. You want the listener to feel the track opening up and tightening again. A good simple arrangement idea is this. In the intro, keep the MN layer filtered and low. In the first drop, let it support the main drums. In the middle of the track, remove it for a moment to build tension. Then bring it back open for the next switch up. That return of the loop will feel bigger because you gave the listener space to miss it. Once it's sounding good, group your main drums and the MN layer together and listen to them as one unit. This is where you make the final balance check. Ask yourself, does the snare still hit clearly? Is the kick being masked? Does the loop make the groove feel more alive or just more crowded? You want the layer to be felt more than heard. It should animate the rhythm, not fight the main kit. If it feels too loud, lower it. Don't over-EQ your way out of a volume problem. And keep an eye on mono compatibility too. The core loop should stay mostly centered and focused, with only a little width if needed. In a dense DNB mix, the center needs to stay solid. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't use the full Amen loop at full range. High pass it harder and keep only the top detail. Second, don't overprocess it. Often one EQ, one saturation stage, and one movement effect is enough. Third, don't make it louder than the main drums. It's supposed to support the groove, not become the groove. And fourth, don't ignore timing. Even a great loop will feel wrong if it's not sitting in the pocket. A few pro-style tips can make this even better. Try keeping one version of the loop clean and one version dirty, then blend them quietly together. Or alternate between two slightly different top loops across different sections so the energy doesn't flatten out. You can also leave tiny gaps or mutes in the pattern. Short silences can make the loop feel more edited and more intentional, which is very much part of jungle style. If you want to push the chaos a bit further, you can chop the loop into fragments and create a call and response pattern. That's a classic ragga move. And if the loop feels stiff, don't just quantize harder. Try nudging the start point or letting a ghost hit stay a little loose. Imperfection is part of the vibe. One more thing, make sure your gain staging is clean before heavy processing. Turn the sample down early if you need to. Clean headroom gives you better saturation and less harshness. That little bit of discipline pays off fast in DNB. Here's a great mini practice exercise. Make two versions of the same Amen style top loop. Version 1 is your clean support layer. High pass around 250 Hz, light saturation, minimal reverb, tucked under the drums. Version 2 is your ragga chaos layer, high pass a little lower, with drum boss, a bit of saturator, and an auto filter sweep, plus a mute on the last beat of every 4 bars. Then loop 8 bars and compare them. Which one makes the groove feel more alive? Which one sits better under the bass? Which one works better in the build and which one works better in the drop? If you want a final challenge, build a 16-bar drum section with 3 states of the same loop. Make one version barely there for the intro, one version acting as groove support in the main drop, and one version going full chaos for the last 4 bars with more drive, filter movement, and a chopped fill. If you can make all 3 feel like the same source at different intensity levels, you've nailed the core jungle mindset. So remember the main idea. Layer an Amen-style top loop, high-pass it, shape it with a little grit and movement, and automate it like an arrangement tool. In Ableton Live 12, that's a fast, powerful way to bring in ragga-infused chaos without losing the punch of your main drums. Now go make it rude, tight, and alive.